if there's a building down the block which is being demolished, are the materials there that the new building being built here can use? Can we use that ability to understand all of the materials that are available in that building that are still usable? Can we then basically put them into a new building without actually losing any value in the process? So now let's think about other industries. What are other industries doing to create thrift? Well, it turns out that there are plenty of industries that are also thinking about their own waste and what they can do with it. A simple example is the waste that they basically belch out as part of industrial processes. Most metal smelters give off an awful lot of carbon dioxide. Turns out there's a company called LanzaTech that is actually working in China and also soon in South Africa that's able to take that waste gas, about 700,000 tons per smelter, and then turn it into about 400,000 tons of ethanol, which is equivalent to basically powering 250,000 or 250,000 cars for a year. That's a very effective use of waste. How about the products more close to home? This is a simple solution. And it, again, takes the idea of reducing, reusing, but then also with economic advantage. So it's a simple process of changing from a cut and sew, where typically between 20 and 30 materials are used, which are cut from a large cloth and then sewn together or even sometimes glued. They changed it and said they just knitted the shoe. The advantage of this is not just a simplification of the process, it's also I've got one material. I have zero waste, and then also I'm able to potentially recycle that at the end of its life.